Hey everybody, Josh and Tommy back for another review. Today we're going to take a look at Four Branches Bourbon. This is a new product to market. Just came out towards the end of 2023. This is called the Founders Blend. It's 96 proof. And we know this is bottled at Bardstown. We know Steve Nally helped with the mash bill and the creating of the blend. It's both distilled in both Kentucky and Indiana. A little bit about the company. Four Branches is founded by four ex-military members, Rick Franco, Mike Trott, Harold Underdown, and RJ Casey. Each one of them are from a different branch of the military, so they meshed all of that together to call Four Branches Bourbon. And their slogan is serve honorably, drink honorably. So it's kind of a military.
I think I drink pretty honorably.
That's right. They're seeking the military crowd to kind of get their support, which I think they do a lot of fundraisers with this. They do a lot of giving back to the military communities and things of that nature. So it's roughly about $80 retail. Should be pretty available, at least in Kentucky. It looks like off-premise Kentucky, Tennessee, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Florida, Arizona. And I also think maybe Sealbox might be shipping or somebody like that. Sealbox or one of those online deals. So, cool. So we'll check it out. We know it's three different mash bills to create a four grain blend.
Got some corn, got some wheat, got some rye.
And some barley.
So, yep.
So, and it's also, we know it's from 4 to 7 years old. Those three different mash bills are 4 to 7 years old. So that's all we know. So we'll see what we...
There's some youth on the nose.
Not too much.
Sometimes floral and fruity and youth can...
Yeah, I get more fruity and floral.
Can kind of...
It's not very sweet nose. It's more fruity and floral.
Yeah, I don't smell a lot of sweet.
I do get a little... I see what you're saying.
I get a little youth. If you go really in...
You do.
You get some youth, which is... Not necessarily.
But they call that thing. Grain forward.
Grain forward, okay. All right. Barnyard, grain forward. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, the nose is pretty good, actually. Have not had a sip of this ever, so let's see.
So at 96 proof, it's what I would think people would call a smooth whiskey. This is...
And... Bourbon folks just love when you say something
smooth. Which means to me that there's no Kentucky hug. So there's a little bit of finish in the back of the throat, but it doesn't warm going down, and that's just simply because it's only 96 proof.
I use the word easy instead of smooth.
And it is easy.
This is easy.
It's easy drinking.
That there's not anything offensive to this at all.
It's pleasant. It's floral. For sure.
Yeah, and it's a little floral different than Four Roses. To me, Four mm-hmm. Roses is fruity, floral. It's a little different version of fruity and floral to me.
I think it's a nice blend. I think
it is good.
I think you get the wheat and the kind of that on the front, and then on the back you get more of that spice in the back palate that the rye is bringing in. And on the second drink, the finish is nicer in the back of the throat.
Yeah. No, it finishes good. I mean, there's just nothing offensive to this bourbon. I mean, you could sit on the porch and just crush a couple glasses
this
of this.
This is easy.
Very easy.
And it's, I mean, there's no real, I don't think there's really any bad notes.
There's not. I haven't gotten any bad notes, even with the emptying of the glass nose, which usually brings out. Yeah, I mean,
that's solid. For first, again, it's obviously their first. Steve Nally helped with it, which helps. It's not his first bourbon.
It is not his first bourbon.
But for a launching, you know, expression, it's pretty good.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's solid. Yeah. I'm not going to take any guesses as to where everything came from and the blends on them, but
we know it's Indiana, Kentucky. So yeah. I mean, that could be anything from 4 to 7 years. I would assume Bardstown, since they're bottling it, they've got a little bit of their juice in there. Indiana would automatically lead you to believe MGP is in there, which all of that is good juice. So
yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
It's good. So
on the nose, what do you rate?
You know, to me, it's at best low eights, probably high sevens for me. Yeah. I would say 7, 8 or so.
I was going to give it an 8.
Yeah, it's right there at an 8.
On the taste?
About the same. I mean, I'm an 8-1, a solid 8-1.
That's good for me.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's very easy. You're not going to be disappointed when you buy this. It you know, it sits on the bar with all the good stuff. So yeah. It's good.
Yeah, totally agree. And the finish?
About the same. Yeah. Still getting a little bit. I mean, it's a little bigger finish than you would think.
I was
going to
say, it's growing. The finish is growing on me, which I'd probably go up a little bit on the
finish. 81 plus or 82, yeah. Somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we want to do it 8-0 or 8-1 overall?
Yeah, I 8-1. I think
I'm
fair.
Good with 8-1. I think it's a solid, above average drinking.
It is.
Bourbon.
It's not a mixer. It's certainly something you can drink how we just had it.
Oh, yeah. You can put it on a cube or neat, even neat. It's easy. You don't really have to water this down much.
No.
So 96 proof. So nice job by Four Branches here.
Absolutely.
So we'll see you next time.
See you guys. Hey guys, I'm Tommy. This is Josh. We're the owners of Watch Hill Proper. We are the largest American whiskey bar in the world. We're located in Louisville, Kentucky. We'd love for you guys to come out and visit us. We offer, elevated cuisine, great cocktail list, and the wall is what people show up to see.
Definitely can satisfy your palate from standpoint of whiskeys, different bourbons, different flights. You can make your own, but we have wines, cocktails. Michael Crouch is our chef.
He's gonna say
amazing food. So we'd love to have you come out and visit. Join us for dinner. Join us for a tasting. Check us out on the website, watchhillproper.com. You can make reservations. You can see our events that we have on the calendar, and we'd love to have you.